From Washington, D.C., I'm Kimberly Adams in for Kai Rizdal. It is Thursday, the 13th of December. Good to have you here. We start with Apple. The company announced today it's planning to build a new $1 billion campus in Austin, Texas, less than a mile from its current one. Apple says it will also build new sites in three West Coast cities, putting it on track to add 20,000 jobs in the next 5 years. That's a lot of new jobs, which reminded us of another big jobs announcement from another big tech giant that looked very different. Marketplace's Marielle Segura reports.
Usually when a big company wants to build a new outpost, it makes a list of cities that have the stuff it needs. Access to highways and ports, skilled workers. Then the company reaches out to those places and negotiates. Lee Winter is principal at WRE Consulting.
They may ask things like, what are you willing to do in terms of giving us an exit off the highway or teaming with their, you know, local colleges?
We don't know exactly how Apple came to its decisions on Austin or the other cities. The company didn't respond to our requests for comment today. But we do know it took a much more private route than Amazon. Amazon recently capped off a very public competition for its so-called second headquarters. J.P. Gounder at Forrester says that got Amazon a lot of criticism, especially about the tax incentives it's getting.
I think it really opened up the debate in a way that people started to see how this game is played with large companies. And I don't think ultimately that did any favors to Amazon's reputation.
Amazon is also getting backlash because of how the process went. Competing for something like a tech company's campus costs a city a lot of time and money. Tom Stringer is managing director at BDO USA.
I would think as a municipal official, I would think you'd appreciate maybe the Apple approach a little bit more just because your chances of winning it, the odds are just certainly much higher.
Amazon's competition brought in more than $2 billion in tax incentives. Apple's private approach netted at least $25 million. I'm Marielle Segura for Marketplace.